It's a lively show going today. Still got a couple of hours to go. Stick around. It's the Laurie and Julia show.
My goodness. Sandy from California just texted me or tweeted us, sexual remorse is not sexual abuse or harassment.
That's well said. Gosh.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go check out the Laurie and Julia show page at MyTalk1071. Ashley Banfield, who's a reporter on her show last night, basically did an open letter to a woman that accused Inez Ansari of
Aziz.
I know Inez Ansari.
Aziz.
But
Aziz.
I know a person.
Oh, you know a person by that name.
I do.
I went to high school with him.
He used to own restaurants. And I grew up with him. So it's like the Kathy Griffin thing.
Yeah.
And Kathy Griffith. My neighbor was Kathy Griffin. We talked about Kathy Griffith.
No, you call her. Your neighbor was Kathy Griffith, so you always call Kathy Griffin Kathy Griffith.
Right.
And I think you...
Aziz Ansari is someone I grew up with, and this guy's name is...
Aziz Ansari.
That's just hard.
It's tricky.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway...
Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, my word on This Is Us. I caught up last night because it's already started back.
Last week was the first week back.
And we know they're going to be coming here and they're going to be on after the Super Bowl with Jimmy Fallon at the State Theater or the Orpheum, wherever it's going to be.
It's the Orpheum, yeah.
The last week's show, how do you not cry?
I cry every week at that show.
They talk about things that are so poignant. And I think there's something in that family because... With the triplets, you know, one girl's, her addiction is food.
Yeah.
One kid's addiction was kind of being ignored. And another
I would love this show. I want This Is Us to win the SAG Ensemble for Best Drama.
I do not want The Handmaid's Tale.
That one, I don't want a sexual dystopian. I don't want that to be the real. I want This Is Us because that feels more real and relatable to people's life. And that's the chord that has struck because the writing and the acting is amazing. The people.
The Handmaid's Tale has won all the television things.
Emmy, Golden Globe, Diamond, Donnie, we know you liked
know
it
you
or whatever.
I'm not saying it's worthy of getting all the awards. Have you ever watched This Is Us?
No.
No. I mean, that Casey.
It's just not my kind of show.
Casey even quit watching it. I got a show for you, though, if you're trying to make someone fall in love with you by Valentine's Day.
Okay,
because
this
over
was.
With.
Wait, one of the things you talked about yesterday in Sex Monday is that. You have to do some binge. There were three steps. Binge watching television. Introduce them to a family.
Do some fun things.
Yes.
Make some fun dates.
Okay, what's the new show?
And I caution against introducing a family. But a show and maybe, I mean, you know, Netflix or Amazon, they kind of know based on what you've watched.
Yes.
And we really liked Mindhunters.
I've never seen that.
That's about the serial killer. That was such a good show, Donnie. Was that what it was called?
Yeah, Mindhunter.
Mindhunters. Yeah. So based on that, and also I think because we watched that show that took place on the polar ice cap up in, you know...
Fortitude.
Gosh. It recommended this show called The Frozen Death. And also because we watched...
The Frozen Dead.
And it was kind of Hannibal Lecter. But I mean, revenge, sexual assault. What will people do to get revenge? But it was a really, Casey, we were on the edge of our seats. And
is it a one episode thing or is it a?
I think it was seven maybe, but it's French. It's in subtitles. I told Casey, I go, because he's like, you know, well, you know how he's left me hanging high and dry and glow. He left me hanging high and dry. He's left me hanging high and dry. If he doesn't like a show, it's out. And I can't.
That's not right.
I know. But so we really, I said to him, I go, we're going to learn French. It's this show. If it's so good, we won't even notice we're reading and we're going to learn French.
Right.
But we were on
pins and needles.
Are they
our episodes?
Yes. Yeah. Six episodes.
Six. Boy. That's all. But it was, that was a great. Now that would be like you've already been dating someone because that one might be a little intense.
Okay.
You know,
boy, there's. Listen.
Start with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah,
that's a good show to bond over.
To binge,
sure.
To binge and have them fall in love with you by Valentine's
Day.
Yes,
and I'll tell you why, because it was written by the Gilmore Girls creators, Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband, and it's snappy, witty, and guys, that was always...
Casey liked
the Gilmore Girls. That was our show we watched with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her junior year, and or junior in high school year, that because that show was on like 7 years.
Right.
Every Tuesday night as a family, the boy didn't like it.
Yep.
Which is fine. Then he probably was, you know, in his room playing video games or whatever. But that was our show. But Casey liked it because they also, I think, Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband, they know how to write both male and female perspective that's compelling.
Interesting.
Don't you think, Donnie? I mean, you watched it.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree.
I mean, it's that's
Mrs.
a show
Maisel.
To watch.
I'm like on number six.
Yeah. So you're almost done with that.
It's so hard to watch all this stuff and be a busy girl.
I know.
You got to pick and choose a little.
You got to kind of pick. But so what are we going to watch now that Frozen Dead is over?
Oh, I have another French show for you.
Okay.
It is called Le Mante, which means the mantis.
Ooh.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
Here's, I'll give you a quick premise.
Okay.
There was a serial killer 20-something years ago.
Okay.
I know Julia's already checked out.
I've already rolled my eyes. I'm already looking for things to talk about.
Lori's going to love this. Serial killer like 25 years ago. And it was a woman, okay?
Okay, very unusual.
Check to the present day. There's a copycat serial killer. The original serial killer who confessed to her crimes and is serving a life sentence in prison offers to help the police catch the new copycat.
Oh, my gosh. What's his son?
On Netflix.
Netflix.
Here's the twist.
Okay.
Her son, and he doesn't know he's her son, is one of the lead detectives on the police force.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So good.
Because I like that show, The Dark. That would have been a good one to binge over. The Dark. Was that the German one?
The German one, yeah.
Oh, for God's
sakes. Casey left me hanging high and dry
on
that one because he plotted. So he saw some plot holes that he didn't like. And then he goes after three episodes. I go, what? I mean, we never, Stranger Things. He goes, I'm tired of Winona Ryder.
I didn't watch the second season at all.
Because she bugged him so bad. He goes, I can't take her over acting. I'm out of there. So I got to learn how to turn on Netflix.
Lori, this is all because she can't turn it on.
No,
I
can.
Take a break.
I can, but, you know, up in the girl cave, that's strictly for CW and Bravo in my little room. I don't have a Netflix capability in my little girl cave, and I don't want it there. I got to have a room that's for the CW and Bravo.
The shallow room.
And E, and Lifetime.
When we come back, wait to hear what Ryan Hawaii attempted to do. Leaving Iceland. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia, My Talk.
The radio home of, oh my God, he was so good in Fargo season 2. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, so here is the deal. I don't know what you just said, Lori, but I have to tell you about this gentleman named Ryan Hawaii.
Ryan in Hawaii?
His name is Ryan Hawaii.
Oh, Ryan Hawaii.
Yeah,
okay.
Ryan Hawaii. First name Ryan, second name Hawaii.
Okay.
He was...
Is he there?
He was hanging out in Iceland for 9 days. He went to the airport to leave, to go home, when he realized his sister-in-law had purchased him a ticket without baggage. Instead of paying the $100 baggage fee that he attempted instead to wear all of his clothes.
Oh, I love
it. Let me just tell you how much it included. Including 10 jackets, 8 pair of pants on the plane home to London. He couldn't afford the baggage fee because he was broke after being homeless in Iceland for an extra week. So he told the security, please just let me on. I just want to go home. But the security...
It's only like an hour flight.
Right. The security manhandled him, twisted his wrist, dug the knee to his back of his head, and had him go back. And the next day he went back to the airport after selling his clothes to purchase a new ticket.
Oh my gosh.
They said you couldn't fly because you're disruptive, you're unreasonable, and you're a threat to the passengers on board.
Jeez, what was it, Ryanair?
He says that he suffered an emotional experience and he has anxiety since.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a little ridiculous.
But 10 jackets, a million pairs of clothes and all that other stuff. Today is Appreciated Dragon Day. That's brought to us by Pete.
Okay. And HBO.
Did anyone get
Game
that?
Of Thrones, Pete the Sneaky Dragon.
Is that Pete the Magic Dragon.
Oh, okay. I was calling the
Puff
Sneaky.
The dragon,
oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Pete.
Puff the Magic.
Who
was
Pete?
Was
it Pete the kid in the movie?
Pete's dragon was the kid, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Today is National Book Publisher Day. We love our books.
Mm-hmm. We were having a good one on today.
We were having a good one on today. She had to cancel because she was sick.
Yeah. Mm.
Anna Todd wrote this book called After, which was a very, it's already going to be a movie, very buzzed about a book that I think was a young adult novel. Like a love story. Like it hit like Twilight hard, right. A love story.
Okay.
I think you'd love it, Julia.
I know. Well, she was on for her other book today. The
Sugar Girls.
No, it isn't.
No, the Spring Girls.
Spring Girls.
Modern retelling, yes, of Little Women.
Yes. Okay. Other things that are happening, right, in randomness, mm-hmm, is that...
I thought we were giving away Prince tickets.
No, we're doing that when we come back.
Okay, fine.
We're giving away Prince tickets in like 3-4 minutes. Okay?
All right.
You just have to rate. This is something about sneezing. You know, right now with the flu going around, we've just been hearing horror stories, IV bag shortages, things, crazy things going on around.
I've been sneezing for a week.
That's sneezing and peeing, in case people want to know.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have not liked that about getting older. That would be the one thing I can say. The rise of the schnee.
The schnee.
Schnee. And you always ask me, why do you cross your legs so hard? Well,
it's a schnee.
It's a schnee. I can feel like if you got a full blad and you sneeze, I don't know if it happens to guys, but
it's
it happens.
It's a
schnee. It hasn't happened to me yet.
It's a, what would it be for a guy?
Well, still a schnee.
It'd still be a schnee, but I don't know if guys really, you know.
Do men tinkle
when they sneeze or cough?
No, they snart.
Oh, they, you know.
The sneezy fart.
Oh, boy.
How do you know all this?
Oh, she's got boys. She washed their underwear for years.
Stop it. I just made that up anyway.
Okay,
so you should never hold in your sneezes. You know, sometimes when you can't catch it in your elbow and it goes, because we know sneezes travel forever. But here's what happened to a guy who was trying to hold in his sneezes. His body exploded.
Oh, God. This has got to be a Daily Mail science or health scare story.
No, he was in the emergency room.
He ruptured the back of his throat because sneezes travel at 150 miles per hour. And when you try to, he plugged his nose and tried to hold his mouth in, and it just went. So he was in the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in the emergency room, and he had to have a week of treatment and was hospitalized, included eating through a feeding tube.
Good Lord.
Doctors say sneezes come out 150 miles an hour. Keeping that pressure can potentially cause problems.
And it feels so good to get the sneeze out. I hate being on the verge. And you know the trick to sneeze. If you have a sneeze coming, you look at a light or you look at the sun. You look down and then you quick look up at a light or look at the sun, and that will trigger the sneeze.
Oh, I like that.
It triggers the sneeze?
Well, if you've got one right on the cusp.
Oh, I see.
And you need to sneeze, and you're just like, oh, God,
it's
come
itchy.
On.
It's itchy. It's in your nose.
And or you can turn off the lights and then turn the light on and look up at it. It will trigger the sneeze. Or look out at the if it's sunny.
I like that.
That's an old random wives' tale that's true 100%.
That was a really good one. Now, Donnie posted this yesterday, and we never got to it, but skirts for men. It continues, you know. The kilt has been around for centuries. And it works and it looks good.
Yes.
And with that rugged knee and the knee high and boot and the good little, you know,
gladiator sandal if appropriate weather.
Or boots, depending on where you are. The kilt works, but fashion designers are trying to do.
Again, they do this every 5 years.
Yeah, they're really basically trying to do an ice skater skirt, which I think that one's not going to go over. The straight pencil skirt, good luck.
Yeah.
And then the I've just ran out of ideas, so I'm just going to put my women's clothes on the guy. Skirt.
So are you asking me, could skirts be the next men's fashion craze?
Yeah, could they be the next...
They could be, but they're not going to be.
Marts, manjarts.
No. It's bad enough that guys are wearing onesies, okay?
Okay.
Ralph Lauren onesies.
I've never even heard of this before.
Oh, no, but onesies have been around as a comfort thing, like for snuggling in. Remember when the snuggle thing, you know, that
is footy pajamas.
The footy pajamas, that's all I mean.
But outside of the house?
No, skirts are not going to be the next men's fashion craze. Because it only a kilt works for a skirt. And on a good day, what do you wear on it?
A little bit of lipstick.
On a good day, lipstick. is what a man told me at the Renaissance once.
Yes, that's right. All right, so if you're trying to fall asleep faster and stay asleep throughout the night, I mean, there's all these studies on sleep. You must have sleep, people. Sleep is so critical.
Last week it was the amber-colored glasses. Remember that
one? Yes, we had that one.
He reads every night in his Aristotle Onassis.
The amber-colored?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I want to take a photo of him. He looks like a 70s porn star in bed.
He bought the amber glasses? Yeah.
Oh. He wears them over his iBob readers. And every night I feel like I'm getting in bed with...
There is no one that buys into trends more than my brother, so your true. Husband.
Oh,
I'm dead serious, Lori. Yeah. What has Joe Grogan told him to do lately?
Exactly.
Ever since the sardine and the kidney stones.
The kidney stones. He's just backed off. He doesn't listen to a Joe Rogan podcast.
Has he really backed off?
I don't know that he'll ever forgive Joe Rogan for not warning him about the purine content of sardines if you're prone to kidney stones. He even made a urologist appointment. I said, Casey, you ate 30 days worth of sardines. You don't need a urologist to tell. I am telling you from the Mayo Clinic that was your problem. But he went and got it all tested. And he's like, yeah, you're right. It was the purines. The sardines.
Oh my gosh.
He'd be so mad if he heard the show.
He never listens.
He doesn't.
They don't listen, those guys, sometimes, our guys. All right. So, another thing is that, I had a lot of stuff to do. This is something new that you're going to see at hotels. They're getting rid of the do not disturb policy.
What?
This is in results as because of what happened in Las Vegas. And if someone has a do not disturb sign on their room for more than 24 hours, they are going in and checking. Yeah. So they're not going to have do not disturb anymore.
Well, that's all right then.
They're having new things and new policies put in place, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, we have got a new silver fox in the room giving us the traffic. John Hawk.
You don't have to be cruel to rule my world.
There we go.
No particular sign.
All together now.
You just want your extra time and your kiss.
Okay, so what's going on with Prince tickets? Here's what's happening is Celebration 2018 is a concert that is the highlight of Celebration 2018, a four-day event honoring the life and legacy of Prince Rogers Nelson. It's going to take place at Paisley Park between April 19th and 22nd. And part of the celebration is a concert, Prince Live on the Big Screen. Tickets are going to be on sale starting this Saturday at 10 a.m. And this concert, Prince Live on the Big Screen, is going to be held Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Target Center. And it's going to feature newly remastered and never before released audio and video of Prince accompanied live on the Target Center stage by a super group of musicians who performed alongside Prince. So there's going to be like live musicians there. There's going to be audio of him there.
So they're adding another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and then the live experience will showcase him as sound. And so many of us have never seen, Lori, you got to go to Paisley Park last year, but so many of us have never seen all the footage because Prince archived all of his concerts. So there's a ton of footage that we've never seen. And it was never released to the public because it was so protective over his trademark and all of his privacy. So this is something really a big deal. Tickets aren't on sale till this Saturday. We are giving away a pair today, which is Tuesday through Friday. So we've got a pair every day. And today we're going to make it easy. Tomorrow we're probably not.
Okay.
But today, I think... Seventh caller, 651-641-1071. It's a Saturday night in April, and you have to be a super-duper Prince fan. That's because we might have to quiz you.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for tough questions when you get through. That's happening.
I know Donnie has to take the phone calls, but the outpouring for people, about the Cranberries singer Dolores. Mm-hmm. It's just been, Dolores O'Riordan has just been in... really incredible because maybe there was depression there. She had back problems because her guitar was so heavy. That might be in the story. Donnie's going to get it for us.
We're going to do this live on the air.
Okay.
Right?
No, no, I was just going to play the Denise O'Riordan story from GMA. Oh, okay. I was so letting you know that.
You haven't then announced the winner yet,
I have
right?
not. I haven't gotten the winner yet.
Should we do it live on the air?
No.
No, right, probably not a good idea. Right, so here's Denise O'Riordan from GMA.
Okay, you've thanks. Got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? That lyric, that song, and Dolores O'Riordan's voice were a prominent part of an entire era of music, 90s alternative rock. Mm. Well, she was still recording music to this day and was recording this week in London when she died. In what police are calling an unexplained death.
She was one of the preeminent voices of the 90s with hits like Dreams and Linger. Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Cranberries, was just 22 years old when that song gained wow. international acclaim. Do you have to, this morning, police are looking into the 46-year-old's sudden death. The mother of three was found dead in her hotel room in London. She was in town for a recording session. She was reigniting her music career after having to cancel tour dates with the Cranberries last summer, telling the BBC in April she was dealing with back problems.
One of the worst things was I had a disc problem in my back and I had stopped playing guitar and I was so depressed about that. My guitars are really heavy and I've been wearing them for so long jumping around, so I just had to stop.
O'Riordan was also heartsick, reportedly bipolar, and battled depression following the death of her father in 2013 and divorce a year later. But in recent weeks, seemed to focus on her music, writing on Facebook last month, "Feeling good. I did my first bit of gigging in months, performed a few songs at the Billboard annual staff party in New York, really enjoyed it." That performance, seen here on YouTube, may have been her last.
One of the most unique things that Dolores brought to music was just that mix of pain and power and showing that you could be vulnerable and be powerful at the same time.
And a lot of people this morning been talking to, even if they didn't know the name, as soon as you play that song, everybody knows the songs. Now, she's a mother of three as well. But her music this morning, you look on iTunes, four of the top 10 albums, all Cranberries songs. There's even one calculation that on Amazon, they're up 1,000,000% in sales for Cranberries music this morning. But they don't know exactly what happened to her. But
and that always happens when somebody dies. But, I mean, she really was young. But I was just struck at that because you forget like that. Like how revolutionary the Cranberries were, that album, and how rocking but emotional, you know. So it was that whole I forget the station in the early 90s here that we listened to, but that was a staple, you probably. And but it was really poignant. She's like, my guitar was really heavy.
That's interesting. You do forget that, about that.
Yeah, and Prince, you know, all that jumping around in the high heels.
With the guitar.
With the guitar and jumping from, you know, 15 feet.
Right.
And then doing the splits.
I did read today in a follow-up story that she did confirm, or they did confirm, she did battle depression, mental illness, and she had a bipolar disorder.
Okay, all right. So, geez.
Mother of three, and she was married to the tour manager of Duran Duran.
Yeah, and they broke up a couple of years ago, and that was really hard for her, and another report that I saw. And then I want to thank Hey Bert. He tweeted us.
Hey Bert. I think we have a winner, Lori. Let's continue.
Okay. Yes, this is Jennifer from Eden Prairie.
Jennifer!
Hello!
Hi, are you excited to go to the Prince live on the big screen?
I can't wait. I love Prince. I can't wait. I'm really, really excited.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad someone deserving won.
Oh, thanks.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you. I love you girls, and I love you, Donnie. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Okay, we're giving away those tickets all week. Now, what were you going to say, Lori?
So Hey Bert on Twitter, he tweeted us. He wanted to let us know that Caitlin Smith from Cannon Falls, Minnesota, is going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight as the musical guest. Because the late night shows are back and forth.
Yes, they are.
And they're Chris Hemsworth is the guest.
He's beautiful.
And she's the musical talent.
Oh, Caitlin Smith.
Yeah, she's a country singer.
She's a country singer from Cannon Falls, so set your DVRs if you're not going to be up at from 10:30 to 11:30 to watch Fallon. But I'm excited to see her. And I just
thought,
how exciting for her. First of all, because the guest is everything. Like Penelope Cruz was on Ellen today.
Yeah.
And I guess she tells Ellen that Donatella sent her a huge bouquet when she got the part and said, "You're going to be perfect to play me. I'm so glad you're playing me." She said, "I don't know why the family is mad about this show now." The assassination of Gianni Versace.
Yeah, because they don't like that some of his salacious behavior is, like, his life is being portrayed.
But that's what it was for, part of the story of being a gay man who came of age 60s, 70s, and 80s.
People want to edit.
Yeah, I know.
I think people want to edit people's past.
I guess.
You want to edit. Just remember the good stuff.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Because now it would seem so... so irresponsible, but that it was such a different time back then, you know.
Yeah, and having, I mean, gay men had to be like, everything was so under the hidden and all of that. Even if you knew people that were gay, I mean, even like Sarah Janicek, where we were talking about, you know, that she lost her life 57 of an infection, died in Brazil. But one of the most popular things that she ever wrote was when the marriage amendment, when we were voting, can gay people get married? She came out and she said, my uncle was a gentleman bachelor farmer, and it was because he was gay.
Yeah.
And it was a very powerful, because she was a Republican.
Right.
But we're not, we are not these people that are going to discriminate. And that was like a really powerful, impactful column that she wrote from mm-hmm. a personal place about her uncle, right. the bachelor farmer.
I love that.
I know.
You know, another thing, I'm back to the cranberry gal that passed away.
Dolores. Denise, sorry.
Her sister.
Denise O'Riordan, sorry.
And she said, they just, you know, in her obituary, they say she was a grieving engaged citizen who insisted that it isn't, that what is real isn't ideology or slogans, but what we know and feel. Love is what's important, not politics. Mm. Love can be both hard and soft.
Wow.
So that's how she sang it.
And she did. I mean, she rocked it, but it
I
was
I want to download some of the cranberries.
Linger Dreams.
Yeah, I'll find it.
You'll
They'll
find
tell me.
It.
I'll
it'll
find
all
it
be
all.
On there.
It'll all be on there.
And it'll all come back to you, Julia.
I know.
You'd be like, okay, I
wasn't
I
that
this.
Big of a loser in the 90s.
I didn't say you were.
No, I'm thinking, I always think I musically kind of was because I was busy. No. But listen.
You can't be that busy.
I wasn't.
You heard it all. It's in you there. In there somewhere.
It's in there. It's in the noggin. When we come back, it is time to Hollywood speak. And, oh, good Lord.
Well, we're going to Hollywood speak this George Clooney TV show that you teased us with an hour
okay.
ago.
We'll be right back.
The radio home of 15 years of Lori and Julia. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right. All right, where do we want to start?
Let's start with people think Kylie Jenner was Kim Kardashian West's surrogate because...
that is all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Because Kylie was in the hospital having her baby and boom, two days later, it's reported that that was false. And then Kim and Kanye welcomed their new baby. And so the Twitter is a flutter.
I don't think it's true.
Okay. It would seem weird... I could see Courtney doing it. She's had kids before.
Yes.
Seems odd for Kylie to do, but I feel for that girl.
She's the one that really
she's the
seems
last,
she
the
really
last
seems like she struggles the most. Yeah, she needs she didn't
been
have
on
parents.
Camera.
And
yeah.
she hasn't ever had parents.
No. And she was on camera starting when she was 8.
And
so
remember,
in that way
she was in her own house when she was 15 making her own do re mi.
Yeah, I know.
I feel
and dating
that.
A 24-year-old with a 2-year-old.
Oh, the tiger guy.
I hated tiger. That.
Yeah.
I have no respect for her parents.
I know it. Okay, here's just a little, it's not really a Hollywood speak, but Donnie, if we're just talking about Dolores O'Riordan's biggest hit with the cranberry mm-hmm. zombie.
Yep.
If you could cue it up, Donnie, just so we can
okay,
hear it.
Here we go.
I probably think I always thought this was Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Yep.
Very
I totally
similar.
Did.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Totally.
You thought it was Alanis Morissette. In Rolling Stone magazine described Dolores' voice, she was part Audrey Hepburn and part David Bowie.
Okay.
Because she was petite, but she had this thick brogue, but she. Her.
She passed away.
Yeah, she passed away, but the story behind the hit is that in 1993, she was on tour in England and watching TV when a news report on an IRA bombing appeared on screen. And that bombing, the second to rock the English town of Warrington in the early 90s, was a flashpoint in Northern Ireland because two young boys died from those explosions, a 3-year-old and 12-year-old. And so she was inspired to write that song about that.
But zombie.
Yeah. Okay. And she wrote it on an acoustic guitar in her apartment in Limerick, Ireland. And it just became a rock anthem. Fans that people knew because of the searing guitars. And it did get mixed up with people thought it was
totally.
Other people. But it was... That's what the song is about, zombie.
Okay.
So there
that's
you go.
Good to know.
Okay. You got one for me?
I do, Lori. Okay, so Dakota Johnson reveals what she learned about herself from starring in 50 Shades.
I can't wait.
Okay, she says, fundamentally, I'm open and warm.
I'm open to doing nude scenes, no problem. I'll show, you know, she is no problem.
Yep. At my core, I'm a bleeding heart. But when your life is exposed and when a movie that exposes your life is exposing your emotions and your body, it can be scary.
It's, three very provocative movies with a lot of nudity that's mostly done by her will follow her. And she probably talked to her mom and her grandmother and her dad because she comes from an acting
lineage. I kind of like what she said, Lori. Yeah. Listen to this. I've learned that I can expose my heart and my emotions, or my boobs and my heart, and still protect myself. Yeah. I can be vulnerable and strong.
I like that. That cover is tragic.
Yeah, I know.
This Allure magazine, they tried to, they were jealous that she's dating Chris Martin?
I don't know. It's really bad.
The photographer, and I don't like that photo.
It's not really flattering.
Not flattering at all.
And she kind of just, I think she's always been a little delightful because she, the first 50 Shades was all her.
It's, yeah, she's the movie.
She is the movie.
Because Christian should have been played by, what's his name, who was being a sticky wicket.
Yep.
Charlie Hunnam. Yep. And he would have made his career completely different.
It really would have. It would have taken a whole different
course. All right, this one.
Course, okay.
January Jones is dating Bachelor Nick Vile?
This is so painful.
Oh, she's got terrible...
She does have terrible taste in men. Okay, here's the deal. She's from Mad Men, people.
She's from South Dakota.
We know all this, but she was on The Late Show with James Corden, and she admitted she's a Bachelor super fan.
Yeah, she's done that on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of people are Bachelor super fans.
Or
it's just Real Housewives super fans or
whatever.
Kardashians, whatever.
She went on The Late Show in mid-November and said Nick had reached out to her and tried to get her to do a lip sync battle with him. She declined, but then he asked her out for a drink, and she accepted.
Wow.
They've been dating since then.
Wow.
Jones celebrated her 40th birthday with Nick Vile.
Here's what I'm going to say about Nick Vile, and that's a perfect last name for him because that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
He's
Vile.
But she's completely in the driver's seat with this.
Yes, she
knows
is.
She's not going to fall in love with him.
No, she's got a kid.
And she's in the driver's seat, and it's perfect for her timing. So that's why... He's perfect for her.
Well, here's what she even says. Because Jones joked to James Corden of Nick, you don't know if you like him or if he's a scumbag, but that's why I'm attracted to him.
And she just sees him on her terms, probably.
Good for him. He's just a sex toy.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan, you know, she did her rebranding at a club on Sunday afternoon at a party, Super Trade, in the meat market or the meatpacking district. And she appeared on Wendy Williams.
Yes, she did.
And she showed up on time, and she was sober. And she is revealed that she's in talks to design her own island in Dubai as she finds somebody to fund it and the makeup line.
Lori, we laughed so hard about this because it was our very first thing. We sent her to Go Away Island that we made up specifically for her.
Yeah.
So now it's ironic.
And Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that it's come full circle.
Full circle.
That she's designing an island. But what she's trying to do is rebrand herself through all of these endeavors.
Well, and she wants to act again.
I know. Well, she's trying to do a campaign so she can play Batgirl in you know, the Marvel movies. She wants to be Batgirl.
Batgirl? Well, that's DC.
Yeah, well, whatever. But she's too young, or she's too old to be Batgirl.
I don't know, Lori.
Bat
she
woman.
Is. She? Yeah. Was there a Bat Girl?
There was no. There no. was Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Well, I don't know.
But so she's
was
just...
there a Bat Girl?
In the comics, I think there was.
Yeah. She's too old to be Bat Girl.
Oh God, I love you. That definitive. She's just too old.
No, she is. If there is a Bat Girl, she's like going to be like 18, 19.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan is 30,
You're
and
right.
she looks older
You're
because
right.
of her. Just the life she's lived. It's just an older face she has. You know?
Just them there are the facts of life, people.
Yeah, they are. Okay, George Clooney is catch 22. Now, I don't know about you guys. I know it's a Joseph Heller novel. I had to read it in college. I absolutely hated it.
I'm so glad I did.
Casey, I know, loves the catch 22, the movie.
I like them.
The Mike Nichols directed Alan Arkin. It's considered a classic, okay? A classic movie. But it's a very guy.
Oh, it's so
guy-centric. It's going to be on Hulu.
Well, he's doing a limited series, Catch 22.
And he's starring.
He's starring in and directing it and EVPing it. The novel is set in Italy during World War II and tells the story of Yusarin, a U.S. Air Force bombardier, trying to fulfill his service requirements so he can go home. It's like it's an anti-war movie is what it was at the time.
Catch 22 is that came from the Joseph Heller. No, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're in a Catch 22 situation. I think it's also where some other acronyms came up that are military things that I remember hearing.
FUBAR.
Yeah, FUBAR is from Catch 22.
Not to be
can't say what it is.
Not to be
bleeped up.
Yeah.
Beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a military thing that they would just write on stuff.
Not to be confused with FAPU or whatever
or
that was called.
Or STFU. But I don't think that's a military. I think that's a noun.
This is a guy. This is a guy show for guys.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not excited about it.
The only thing to be excited about, because Lori and I
I'm still bitter
refuse.
I had to read this book.
Right,
I did not like
I'm
reading
picking that,
that
up. Well, I'm still bitter I have to buy another cable thing, even though it's $6 or $7. But Hulu did get all like 15 years of ER. So you can go back and see the young George Clooney.
Ah.
Oh, hottie, hottie matati.
Well, you should watch Twitter and read about Friends. People who are just experiencing Friends. They are in absolute shock that nobody had phones.
That's so funny. And when we come back, Lily and Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda.